Thank you for those songs, Ryan and Alicia. I'm amazed how God puts a service together and thoughts flow. In a lot of ways, what I have to share this morning is just simply thoughts, a collection of notes that I've put together over the last month or so and the last couple days. They're not really organized. I just kind of put them down on paper, and so we're going to give it a whirl here. But I just want to share simply this morning. I just want to talk about God's presence, His presence. And the reality is I don't really know how to do that. Because how do you talk about a presence like we were just singing about? It is something that is here and now. It is not a phantom from the past. Neither is it a fleeting hope for the future. It's available today for what we are facing. His presence is real, and it's alive. It is His presence. So that means He is not absent. He is with us. His presence is love. His presence casts out fear. It brings peace. It brings joy. It brings satisfaction. It can see through facades. It is why we are alive. It is not necessarily something that we always feel, but it is something that is known. It is intimate, but not intrusive. Piercing, but tender. His presence reminds us that God is in control. David sought it. Moses shone because of it. Adam hid from it. Cain went out from it. Jacob wrestled in it. Jonah fled from it. Thomas doubted it. Gabriel stands in it. Job was troubled at it. The trees of the wood will sing out because of it. At Calvary, Jesus was separated from it. Demons flee. The apostles were empowered by it. A couple verses in Psalms. Those who fear and trust God, He hides in the secret place of His presence. The wicked perish at His presence. Psalm 68, verse 2. The earth shook, the heavens dropped, and Sinai was moved because of the presence of the Lord. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. Psalm 97. Zephaniah 1 verse 7. Be silent, be still in the presence of the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is at hand. For the Lord has prepared a great sacrifice. He has invited His guests. You know, God has truly prepared a great feast for those that love Him in His presence. And it's not something in heaven. It's something here and now that we can partake of. His presence brings fulfillment. His presence brings life. His presence provides direction, comfort, conviction, peace and tension. His presence is the balm in Gilead, the oil of healing for festering wounds, the mediator in strained relationships. His presence is the soft answer that turns away wrath. As we tap into His presence, asking Him to guide us through the frustration of the moment, He comes and ministers grace in only ways that He can, softening the tones, taking the edge off. His presence comes in the form of a still small voice. It comes in a setting like this, the fellowship of His children, His creation. His presence comes through His word alive in our hearts, and yet we struggle to find time to seek it. His presence convicts the sinner, but comforts the righteous, is not fearful but reassuring. He will enter into any situation when invited, calming fear, easing frustration. And I found that in my own personal life, and I think you all face it too, the frustrations of sometimes balancing responsibilities of family, of church work, and other things that enter in, and juggling that, and that gets frustrating for me. And as I allow God to enter into that, He can speak into that and guide. Without His presence, we perish. We are lost. We are hopeless. We are always thirsty. We are afraid and insecure. His presence is not an experience to seek, but a friend to know. Sinners and skeptics deny it. Saints embrace it. In His will, we find His presence. And in His presence, we find His will. In His presence, pressures to perform and please others are stripped away because He accepts us as we are. And we're free to become more like the presence He intended us to be in this world. Micah 6:8, and I've been thinking about this verse the last couple of days. He has showed you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. In His presence is safety and security. In His presence is power to face the enemy. At times we walk into it nonchalantly, unaware, unprepared, and maybe even unwilling to tap into the power of it. His presence rejects pride, allowing no flesh to glory in it, calling rather on the weak, the things that look foolish to the world. Mark referred to this in his opening. The base and despised things to carry out His purposes, coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. His presence is all-powerful, but its effectiveness in our lives is blocked or crippled by unconfessed sin, by fear, by doubt, and other snares. His presence longs to dwell in us, even though we are prone to fail at times. It's an amazing thought here. God has entrusted His amazing presence to us frail humans so that life and hope and redemption can be our story. So our friends, our wives, our husbands, our children, our neighbors, our places of work, our areas of mission and calling can experience His presence. It is faith that embraces His presence. It is the key to unlocking the unlimited supply of whatever He knows that is best for me at the moment. His presence does not make us, His presence comforts us, but does not make us comfortable. And let me elaborate on that a little bit. He knows and understands our grief and allows us to bask in the warmth of His love, but then ever so gently moves us onward and upward to deeper trust and faith. Isaiah 63 verse 9, in all their affliction He was afflicted, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and in His pity He redeemed them, and He bare them and carried them all the days of old. His presence draws us out of our weaknesses and failures and gently but boldly strengthens us to represent the presence of God to those we meet. He's not forceful in how He comes to us. God never forces Himself on us. He will only occupy what is willingly given. It is through His presence that we can humbly and graciously give up what we think is rightfully ours for the greater good of God's purposes. His presence helps us sacrifice the good for the best. His presence is everywhere, though we are not always aware of it. A verse in Jude 1:24, He is able to present us faultless before the presence of His glory. How are we to come before His presence? I think I'm going to take a moment and just read Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Jeremiah 5, verse 22. Will you not tremble at my presence? Repent, therefore, and be converted. Coming from Acts 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. First Thessalonians 2, verse 19. And I want you to catch this. Maybe you ought to just turn there. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19. Sometimes if you read it, it sticks a little bit better than just hearing somebody say it. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? For ye are glory and joy. I think another translation says, for what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing, that ye may be found in the presence of the Lord. And I believe this verse sums up the heartbeat of our pastors here at Life. I don't think there would be a greater joy than to see us as a body of believers moving and working in his presence when the Lord returns. It will be an awareness of his presence, the same one that caused Moses to shine in each individual, that keeps this church moving forward. It will be his presence that will make you effective as an usher, Sunday school teacher, car parker, gym monitor, whatever role you are filling here or anywhere. It will be God's presence that will make you effective in that role. The team headed to Belize, without his presence, it will be a fruitless trip. From the equipping and enabling power of his presence, we as fathers will be effective in leading our families. Being more than just a provider, more than just employees and employees at work, but a living, breathing representative of the presence that is so desperately needed in our world today. We were talking in Sunday school a little bit about the realm of politics, and I wasn't in on the end of the discussion, so I don't know how it ended up, but we as a church need to be involved in influencing public policy. And we got all mixed up in how that's done. And that's not my message this morning. But his presence can guide us through that process. It will be his presence that graces our mothers here as they raise children day after day who are in the thick of it. It is his presence with our older folks who have so much to offer us here and will continue to give you continue to give you purpose as you move on in life. It will be his presence in our youth that will enable them to carry the torch of faith and hold it high for all to see. See, his presence is tailored to the needs of each individual, and that's the amazing piece. It will keep us on track, staying the course in the times in which we live. His presence will allow us to forgive and perhaps even learn from those who have hurt us. Without it, we harbor bitterness. With it, we are empowered to love again. And all this is through prayer. It's through prayer that his presence can flow from our lives and impact others. But we need to seek for it and long for it as a thirsty deer seeks water. For it is found only of those who seek for it with all of their hearts. We find it when we come to the end of ourselves, when we realize it's not what we know, but it's who we know. and who we need to know in a deeper way. The directives of his presence will always be aligned with Scripture. The signature, Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Our hearts will respond in worship when his presence touches our lives. Because that's what we were created to do, to worship. A God who has risked his presence dwelling in jars of clay is love that I do not fully understand, but love that I am truly grateful for. Just a couple verses. I know this is short, but I'm going to wrap it up. Psalm 16, verse 1. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. 1 Chronicles 16:27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. I've asked Ryan and Alicia to lead in another song, and after that I'm going to turn it over to Mark to close the service. But I'd like to leave you with this question. Think about it. What does his presence mean to you?